seems that almost every month there is new legislation connected to real estate, whether it be rental or contract changes. Here to bring us up to date is Talia Bauer from Craig Bauer Solicitor and Attorney. Good morning, Talia. What's the latest change?
Good morning, Debbie, and good morning to our listeners. This month we're talking about seller's disclosure. It's hard to believe we've made it to August already, and in the Queensland property industry, August also marks the dawning of a new era, a new Property Law Act and mandatory seller disclosure. The new legislation introduces a raft of changes to property law that will impact property sales and leasing in Queensland. Seller disclosure is not an entirely new concept. Sellers of lots in a community title scheme, that is townhouses, units, duplexes and the like, are already required to disclose certain information about the body corporate and applicable costs and levies. As of the 1st of August 2025, sellers of all types of property in Queensland, both residential and commercial, will be required to disclose certain matters concerning a property before a contract is entered into. The matters required to be disclosed by a seller include the existence of title encumbrances, whether registered on the title or not, the existence or otherwise of a swimming pool, or a dispute with a neighbouring property, whether the property is subject to a tenancy or rooming accommodation agreement, the current zoning of the property, whether the seller has received notice from the federal or state government or council regarding resumption or contamination of the land, and the council rates and recent estimated water usage for the property. Importantly, buyers have the right to terminate a contract prior to settlement if appropriate disclosure is not provided in accordance with the new legislative requirements, or if there is a material mistake made in the disclosure provided. Sellers do not need to disclose to prospective buyers that the property proposed to be sold is or is not structurally sound, that it may have been affected by flooding, or report on other natural hazard history, the current or historical use of the property, or that it is or is not lawful, whether asbestos is present within a dwelling of a property, or whether certain services are connected to the property. It is therefore still a buyer's responsibility to ensure that they undertake all investigations and inquiries in respect of a property before the contract becomes unconditional. This may include undertaking a standard building and pest inspection, obtaining advice from the council regarding approval status of improvements made to a property, and relevant searches recommended by their conveyancer or solicitor.
Very interesting. That was Talia Bauer from Craig Bauer Solicitor and Attorney, providing us with astute advice. And as always, be prepared by listening to Talia again on the podcast on 1015fm.com.au.